Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we offer a musical grab bag show, a little bit of this, that, and the other, where we randomly careen through our vast library of thousands of scores and pick out a few, some you may be familiar with, some you may have never heard before. And we're going to kick things off today with composer George Dunning and his music, written for the original version of 310 to Yuma, which starred Glenn Ford. Let's take a listen.
Soul that I know there, When the 3:10 to Yuma leaves, if I have the fare, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Music penned for 3:10 to Yuma by George Dunning. Composer Ennio Morricone always manages to work his way into these grab bag programs precisely because he's written so many scores over the years, and also a lot of scores for smaller movies nobody's ever heard of. One of those, a 1976 film called Per Amore, or For Love, which starred Michael Craig and Janet Agron. Let's take a listen to some of Morricone's lovely score. Music written for the film For Love by Ennio Morricone. Director and composer Robert Rodriguez is up next. He writes or co-writes the music for most all of his movies, and he wrote a rather entertaining score for his half of Grindhouse, his collaboration with Quentin Tarantino. Rodriguez's score is written for Planet Terror. Take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Music by Robert Rodriguez, written for Planet Terror. Next up, a score from 1986, written by the perpetually underrated Bruce Broughton, for a drama called The Boy Who Could Fly, directed by Nick Castle, starring Lucy Deakins, Jay Underwood, and Bonnie Bedelia. Also had Fred Savage and Fred Gwynne in the cast there. Anyway, it's a very fine early work from Broughton, who wrote a lot of great scores over the course of the 1980s. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music written by Bruce Broughton for The Boy Who Could Fly. Next up, we have a fun little score from composer David Newman, written for the animated movie Ice Age. Enjoy. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're offering a musical grab bag program today. Next up, we've got a score from composer Howard Shore, currently probably best known for his large-scale music written for the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies, but we go back to the mid-1990s and music he wrote for a modest documentary directed by Al Pacino called Looking for Richard. Enjoy. Music by Howard Shore, written for Looking for Richard. Certainly music which foreshadows his work on Lord of the Rings a little bit. Next up, a fun, cheesy score from the great Jerry Goldsmith, written for Rent-A-Cop.
Thank you.
Music written for Rent-A-Cop by composer Jerry Goldsmith. Next up, we move along to another esteemed composer, the great John Barry, and his music written for a film called Mercury Rising, which starred Bruce Willis. Certainly not one of Mr. Willis's better efforts of the 1990s, but Barry's score is quite nice. Enjoy.
Thank you.
music from Mercury Rising, written by John Barry. I wanted to wrap things up on the program today with one of my favorite pieces of film music from recent years, a beautiful composition written by a man who passed away recently. John Taverner, the great British composer, wrote this piece for a film called Children of Men, directed by Alfonso Cuarón, and it's called Fragments of a Prayer. Just gorgeous. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back at you later.